Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, and we hope you're back on the line and listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tuyl. I'm here with Pastor Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, Harold Sullivan, the great blogger, and we thank you for joining us. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you by the law firm of Pascal Tashman and Walker, the Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River in Detroit, and Deacon Moe, one of the greatest dealers around at Avis Ford in Southfield. You know, and let me tell you something, that Deacon Moe is, of course, backed up by the entire line of Ford Motor Company vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. He can get you as a first-time buyer into a new car. There, he can work out some payment terms if you've got down payment concerns. You can talk to him about that. He's got brand new vehicles, used vehicles, leasing is available. What do you need to get started on your new application? Your driver's license, your proof of income. That'll get you started. So call Deacon Moe at Avis Ford. The number is 248-226-2566. Before we left off, I was talking about the new 700 tower going up on the old J.L. Hudson site. It will be Detroit's tallest building at an estimated $775 million proposed by billionaire Dan Gilbert. The project, and I'm looking at the Detroit News, the project for the empty Woodward Avenue block where the J.L. Hudson department store once stood is one of the most expensive and ambitious plans introduced in a decade that has seen many blockbuster deals. The shimmering, futuristic 734-foot tower aims to be a centerpiece for the city and state officials for Gilbert's Bedrock, Detroit said, as they rolled out the proposed project to the board of the Downtown Development Authority. That's one of the city's agencies that would need to approve the deal. The tower would have 250 residential units and 700 or more underground parking spaces. A connected nine-story base structure would house retail, office, technology, and arts and culture space. The development looks like nothing in Detroit now, with a glass and steel exterior. I think that's a great, great thing. I think I'm excited about it. It's the tallest skyscraper in downtown Detroit planned for December of this year, to begin construction December of this year. It should be completed by 2020. You know, they're going to have to piece this deal together. It's going to take, like I said, $775 million, tax breaks, tax advantages, and new legislation in Lansing. So it's going to take a lot to pull this together. I mention this because it's truly a sign of economic excitement, I believe, in downtown Detroit. And yes, the neighborhoods need economic attention, but this is also a good sign for the city. It's not just a building, it's a sign of hope and success for Detroit. Dan Gilbert and the team from Bedrock Detroit are on target with this new skyscraper project. You know, more office space is needed downtown, more affordable office space, and this is another step toward rebuilding Detroit into a serious business, residential, and retail center that can be on par with our neighbors like Chicago and Toronto. The same way this tower reaches higher and higher into the sky, it signals Detroit's ability to go higher and higher into a new era. Let's take a giant leap forward and take Detroit to another level. That's what I believe this tower will do. And if you feel otherwise, I would suggest that, you know, the next time we're live, call in. That's just my opinion. That's my opinion. Look, I've been wanting to do a show like this for a while. I mean, I've done them before, but as many of you know, I am a poet. I like to perform my poetry over jazz, over music. And my company, Michigan Ocean, Strategy Group is the official sponsor of the Unstable Tour. I am proud to say that I learned a lot of my performance skills at Cafe Mahogany back in the day in Detroit. You know, I appreciate being live on stage at Cola's in Farmington Hills on Wednesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 and are available at eventbrite.com or the MOSG box office at Northwestern and Evergreen. Actually, 24681 Northwestern Highway Suite 400E. And tickets are available 9 to 3. You can call 586-329-0199. What I do is the smooth Love Jones style jazz poetry. And I'm being backed up by DJ Gam. So I'm looking forward to that. So keep that date available. Go to eventbrite.com. Tickets are $20 on Wednesday, April 19th at Cola's in Farmington Hill. You know, they have the restaurant there, Caribbean, African food at Cola's in Farmington Hills. Renee Cunningham is a creative and compassionate communicator with a heart for all people. She currently works as a director of benefits for American Income Life. She's worked in banking and finance for over 20 years at various financial institutions. She's a motivational speaker and has taught financial literacy with Banking on the Future, Operation Hope. Her goal is to inspire you to overcome every challenge in your life by discovering your purpose, protecting the legacy that has been given to you and enabling you to create your own. Call Renee, we call her the Legacy Protector, at 313-549-0918. Again, that's 313-549-0918. Michigan Ocean is a public relations company specializing in business and political consulting. Michigan Ocean is a business resource, referral service, and lender that can help you grow your business. Michigan Ocean is also a radio advertising and radio show production company. Visit us online at MichiganOcean.com. You got that? MichiganOcean.com. It's really easy. MichiganOcean.com. 248-516-8300 to make your appointment for a client intake interview. Go all the way up with Michigan Ocean. Don't forget the Hattie Humphrey Banquet this coming Saturday at the St. Regis. Tickets are $60. It's at 6:30 p.m. And then, of course, the musical at Mayflower Church on Grand Boulevard is the very next day. So keep that in mind. DTRED LLC is an environmentally friendly tire removal and recycling business. Call DTRED for more information or Audra Carson at 313-623-6460. You know, there's a lot of blight in this town, and there's a lot of trash, and there's a lot of tires, too. Well, DTRED LLC is an environmentally friendly tire removal and recycling business. They help their mission. And I was talking to Audra Carson the other day, and she said her mission is to protect the environment and recycle and remove those damaging old tires that pile up on property. She can do it. She can move it, and she can recycle it and put it to good use and keep this property, your property, clean. American Standard Roofing is Michigan's number one roofer. Look, when they go out, they've got an expert team of certified crews to visit you and give you free estimates. Financing is available. They also do gutters, skylights, and sidings. They use the finest, most durable materials. They even have a design center to help you coordinate it and put it all together. Tell them you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. African Fashions and More. They're located at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. When you walk in there, guess what you see? A splash of color, authentic, colorful African fabrics, expert designers on site, low and reasonable prices, direct-to-public merchandise, experienced craftsmanship to create your individual style and outfit. Call African Fashions and More, 248 951-2363. They've got pants, sets, maxi, shorts, skirts, ties, jackets, accessories, winter coats, long and short dresses, long and short sleeve shirts, Kofi hats, even a children's department. So keep that in mind. Look, you know, credit is really important right now. And it increasingly is, because in order to get insurance coverage, you need good credit. And in order to get approved for a loan, you need good credit. In order to get hired, many companies are going now to check your credit report. If you want to rent a car, make reservations at a hotel, or have other travel costs, many places will only take a credit card. At First Financial Services, our mission is to provide the highest quality services for our clients and to achieve their financial goals. Whether you're concerned about credit repair, tax filing, or loan modification services, rest assured, you're in touch with the right people. Our team of financial experts is comprised of some of the most experienced professionals in the industry. And the first 2 months, your score will be boosted up to about 150 points or more. At First Financial, we guarantee that when we're done repairing your credit, you'll look better to the banks, lenders, and creditors who determine your purchase power. They have 15 years, at least 15 years of experience. Credit is the key to this world. It can open so many doors for you. But the key to perfect credit is to pay your bills on a timely fashion. It is a one-year program to start. Call Diane Gill at First Financial. She's a credit repair specialist. Here's the number for Diane Gill, 248-327-7965. Again, 248-327-7965. Hot Sam's, these are my fashion consultants. Hot Sam's, downtown Detroit on Monroe Street. They've been there for since 1927. And let me tell you, if you want to take your fashion to another level, go visit Hot Sam's. It's the oldest men's clothing store in downtown Detroit. It's got a whole lot of things that for your advantage there. So go take a look, see what their inventory is. Take your wardrobe to a next level. The next level in men's clothing, it's Hot Sam's. It's my official wardrobe consultant to jazz poet Michael Van Tool. The number, they're open Monday through Saturday. Look at that. Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m., 30 p.m., Hot Sam's. And I would like to take a moment to welcome Mr. and Mrs. David Ellis Jr. of the Ellis Funeral Home to National Detroit Weekly. The Ellis Funeral Home is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. At the Ellis Funeral Home, our family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. Go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lawton and Telegraph in Detroit. Don't forget the James Tatum concert coming up Sunday at March 19th at 5 o'clock at the Max Fisher on Woodward. The foundation has given away over $365,000. And then, of course, the Hattie Humphrey Banquet at the St. Regis on Saturday. On Saturday, the 19th. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Pastor Taylor, for joining us on the line. And we'll see you next time, next week, on National Detroit Weekly. God bless you.
And God bless each and every one of you.